sports fan and a keen observer of human performance, but also as a participant. He has his own anomalous races to explain. It must be stressed, though, that this is not a running book. There are plenty of running books out there, and as a runner, I have read many of them. But they are insiders' accounts written for other insiders. Whether or not a runner should forefoot or heel strike or aim for a cadence of 180 strides per minute is a question only of significance to runners whose self-involvement extends all the way to the soles of their feet. But one of the many pleasures of Endure is how convincingly Hutchinson broadens the stakes. In one of my favorite passages from the chapter on pain, Hutchinson writes of the attempt by Jens Voigt to break cycling's one-hour record. Voigt was famously indifferent to pain, but when he climbed off his bike after breaking the record, Hutchinson tells us he was in agony. The pain he'd been pushing to the margins of his consciousness came crashing down. That is a cycling story. But in Hutchinson's hands, it also becomes a way of asking a much deeper and more consequential question about how our physiology interacts with our psychology. In a wide variety